A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend, to whom he goes at midnight and says, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey and I have nothing to offer him.' And he says in reply from within, 'Do not bother me, the door has already been locked, and my children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything.' I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, he will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. And I tell you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. What father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" The Gospel of the Lord. I was recently on a retreat and I led a small group during that retreat. And part of the small group sharing, part of the dynamic is that the leaders would sometimes ask questions to help people unpack the experiences that they were having in response to talks or prayer content. And there was one particularly big personality in our group who in the small group shared that after the last talk, during it and afterwards, he had felt deeply stirred interiorly, and he said this with some heavy emotion and just said it touched a lot of my history. And then he paused quietly and just sat there as if he was done sharing. And I myself, to be honest, a little bit nervous about poking or prodding someone to be vulnerable with a small group, sat in the silence for a moment and then decided, let me ask his permission. So I turned towards him, gestured, and said, "Would you mind if I ask a question or two to help dig?" And he almost jumps out of his seat and says, "Yes, yes, please ask me questions because I have no idea what's going on inside of me right now." He was so grateful to be helped just a little bit in figuring out what was going on within him. And I think that that's not too different at times from the way that we feel when we have something that's weighing us down that we bring to prayer and that we bring to God. We honestly aren't even sure sometimes what it is that we're praying for. Sure, we may know, "Lord, I have this friend who's sick right now, and I'd like to pray for their healing." But at the same time, we're always ending our prayers with, "Thy will be done." Because we want ultimately to have an attitude of surrender into God's hands for whatever the outcome might be. So perhaps it's because of that, perhaps it's because of our own skepticism or insecurity at times, or just because it's unclear sometimes what God may be inviting us towards. When we approach prayer, especially in moments of need, it can be so unclear what exactly we need to be praying for. And the rather beautiful gift that Jesus is talking about in today's gospel reading is that we don't need to know what to ask for. Christ doesn't say you must ask for the exact right thing. He says, go to God and ask him for whatever it is you think you need in that moment. He gives the example in the gospel reading of the child who's asking for the fish or the egg, and says that the Father is good and will not give him something bad. But the gift that he promises in the gospel is the Holy Spirit. He doesn't say it's going to be exactly what the person asked for. He says you will get the gift of the Holy Spirit. But he gives us permission to begin with exactly where we find ourselves, just speaking what's on our mind and in our heart when we approach him in prayer. The one big caveat, perhaps, that he adds into this reading is to be persistent when we approach him, to be persistent when we come to God in prayer. And in a sense, it's kind of the fake it till you make it mentality. Maybe you don't feel hope that God is going to respond. Maybe God feels and sounds like this neighbor who says, "I'm already asleep, I'm in bed, I'm asleep on the job. I'm already in bed. I don't want to get up and do anything. Maybe it feels like we're knocking on a door and getting refused. But Jesus is encouraging us to persist. Persist because God will not only give us the gift of the Holy Spirit, but with that, God willing, will come the gift of hope for some positive outcome, for some answer to our prayers, even if it might not come the way that we expect it. So I would encourage each and every one of you, as I pray for myself, to be able to always pray that God's will be done, but to persist and to approach him with humility, with confidence, that he will indeed hear and answer every one of our prayers. Amen.